Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We got a special Sunday afternoon edition of Bronco basketball for you today. Hastings College getting set to take on the Lancers of Balmarty as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, coming off of a solid one, I thought, the other night over at Dort. Now we get ready for a very capable team today in Mount Marty.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I thought we were good at all three phases of the game the other night. Probably had a little problems keeping them off the offensive boards, but Dort is extremely long and they jump very well, and we knew we were going to have some problems in that area, but I really liked how aggressive our defense was and how much offense it created.
Today, anything but a gimme when the Lancers come in here today.
No, we've struggled with them on good years. I remember you and I, my very first year here, we were undefeated going into that ball game, and not that they didn't have a good ball club, but we thought we were playing pretty good basketball at the time, and the next thing we know, we were down 22 points, and it was a long afternoon. So, they're very well coached. They execute very well. They understand exactly what they're supposed to do, and they're an athletic team, so that's a tough combination.
And coming up on Wednesday, we got possibly a top five matchup with Concordia and Hastings as they come in here. So obviously some big games here for Hastings in the next couple of days.
Yeah, there is. These are the last two games of the first half of the season, and the conference has really taken an interesting twist now with four teams tied for first and two of us that are one game behind and a lot of losses to each other. You've seen everybody lose a road game with the exception of Briarcliff. You've seen everybody kind of beat everybody else. And so these two home games are very important to us to keep us in the running as we get ready to head into the second half of the conference.
Teams are going to be jockeying here for the rest of the season, the rest of the regular season, getting into that conference tournament and possibly the national tournament later on. So every win right now is important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The GPAC has no problems getting four teams into the national tournament. Usually doesn't have a problem getting the fifth team, but I think a great case can be made this year for six teams, actually, based on how things are being played right now. I mean, us and Mount Marty are the two lowest of the six teams. Mount Marty just turns around and has beaten Briarcliff last week, who's the number two or number three team in the country. And we've got quality wins against Morningside and a number of ranked teams outside of the conference. So that's where it gets really interesting as we beat up on each other and give each other a third or a fourth conference loss, how the Raiders are going to look at that in the big picture.
I was going to say, getting a sixth team into a national tournament out of one conference might be a stretch, but like we said, we have an argument this year.
Well, I do. You look at our non-conference record, we're 9-1, and we have played a number of ranked Division II schools. We've played NAIA Division I schools, and we've played NCAA Division II schools. So I think you can make a very strong case for us that our league has may have a number of losses, but it's primarily to each other. It's not outside of the league.
Again, Hastings are picking up a win over Dort on Wednesday, 75-48. Alicia had a big ball game, 20 points and 13 rebounds and five block shots. She pretty well maintained and controlled that lane.
She did. She's was very, very dominant at both ends of the court and stayed out of foul trouble. And that's the one thing that's been a little bit of a problem for us at times this year. But, Alicia, I think, is playing better and better basketball as we've hit the second half of the year. So if she continues to get better, that's going to make other people on our team better, because now you're going to see even more double and triple teams. And now you're seeing that a little bit too, where some people are getting some wide open shots and some layups and some backdoor cuts, things like that. So our offense looked a little bit better in the last three ball games than it has looked all season.
Brittany Wong had 11 points, had 3 three-pointers in the ball game. She seems to be settling in right now.
She's really been playing some good basketball since the California trip. Going home maybe gave her the home cooking she needed and got her back on track. But, I see her playing with the confidence now and with the we had always told Brittany she should be that aggressive offensively. She just really wasn't prepared to take that step, and now she does seem to be that way. And like I said, she was 3-for-3 from behind the three-point line the other night and took another four or five shots that she normally wouldn't have taken in the past. So that's a good sign for us.
Taz Yorick had 4 assists, 4 steals, and she scored 7 points, kind of got the offense cranked up.
You know, Taz, if she would just do a little bit more scoring in her one-on-one in the open court, she might have 20 every night because she's really doing a great job of being aggressive defensively and creating some turnovers or getting out and running lanes in the transition and getting some buckets. She's just had a little problem lately with either running over somebody or, you know, just at the last second kind of missing the layup. But she's had a number of big ball games for us this year, and I think, again, she's another one. Her confidence is getting stronger and stronger as each game goes along, and she's now starting to see how she can help us in other phases of the game rather than just shooting the three.
All right, it's Mel Marty in here this afternoon to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about the Lancers as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman, Hastings and Mount Marty here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Coach, the opponents today, a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, averaging about 72 per ball game.
You know, and they do it primarily with four players. They've got the Forest girl who averages almost 20 points a game. Berg is at about 11 points, and their post player is at about 16. So they've really got a great 1-2-3 punch. After that, it tapers off pretty good, but those three are very hard to stop.
It's a team that's not afraid to shoot the three. They'll fire some up today, and they are very good doing that.
They are, and that will be one of the challenges with our zone is to make sure we know where the Berg and Forsch are at all the times. The other three are not great three-point shooters. They don't take a lot of those shots, but those two can extend your defense, and then all of a sudden you've got the other three players that are cutting and moving and getting their little 4- and 5-foot shots or getting offensive rebounds. And so that's going to cause our zone some challenges. And then in the man-to-man, they're all very good athletes. They all move well without the ball. They really can break you down off of the dribble, and so that's going to be a challenge for our man defense.
You mentioned the Forsch girl. She is very, very good. I think she's number two in the conference in scoring, so she'll put some points up today. Any special defense we'll have on her today?
Yeah, it's called the Wong defense. You know, we really feel confident that Brittany can do a great job on any person one-on-one, and I think it'll be a great matchup to watch. Forsch has got a little size and a little strength on her. She's very aggressive at taking it to you, but on the other side, Brittany's done some tremendous jobs. Most people didn't get to see it, but the point guard we played out in California for Biola is probably as good a point guard as any point guard we'll see this year, and maybe we've seen in the last couple of years, and Brittany did a tremendous job against her. So that's why I say we won't do anything special. We'll just put Brittany on her and say, go to work.
It seems like the last couple of years, that's been our case. We've had the one person who can absolutely shut down the opposing player.
I think Brittany has been an outstanding defensive player since she got here. If you remember the very first year she was here, we played Davenport the second game of the season, and with 30 seconds to go and us protecting 1-point lead, we put Brittany in and took one of our seniors out and just have felt that confident in her defense since the day she got here. So, like I said, I just haven't seen many situations that she couldn't handle. And we've been very fortunate. Before Brittany, Kim Feynman was an outstanding one-on-one defender, and we could turn Kim loose on a great player, and that really helps your defense.
Just somebody has an act for playing defense like that, and you got to have it in your heart, in your body, don't you?
You know, it's kind of like football players. There's a type of personality that goes and plays on the defensive side, and there's a type that goes and plays on the offensive side, and there's a toughness that you have as a defensive player that you don't get a lot of fame, you don't get a lot of credit for when it's all said and done, but there's a great deal of pride in shutting down a great offensive player.
So we mix and match today with the zone, the man-to-man?
We will. We'll keep playing around with it. I really feel that this is a rhythm offense. They do things, they like to get into a rhythm with it, and so even when we're playing some man-to-man, you'll see us do some trapping and things and try and throw that rhythm off and just make them go more one-on-one and not let them get into the weave that they'll try and run, not let them get their feet set against the zone and those types of things. So I really feel that we have to be the aggressor on defense and not let them get a good rhythm or they'll really start lighting it up.
All right, good.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Sonic Lamps and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. or envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex. We've got a special Sunday afternoon edition of Bronco Basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Mount Marty out of Yankton, South Dakota, in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader this afternoon. Women's game is up first, and it should be a good one. Hastings sitting at 13-4 in the season. They are 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, ranked number 8 in the country. Mount Marty coming in, a record of 10 wins and 6 losses. They are also 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty, a team that is averaging 72.6 points per ball game on offense. That is 5th in the conference. They're giving up just 61.9 on the defensive end. That is number 4 in the conference this week. Hastings College is averaging 66 points per ball game on offense. That is 8th in the conference. They are number 2 in defense, giving up only 60 points per ball game. Hastings has won their last two games over Biola of California, and then on Wednesday, winning over Dort College 75-48. Mount Marty, meanwhile, they won their last 4 ball games in a row. They won their last 3 before the Christmas holiday break, and then they came back and beat Briarcliff, the number 3 ranked team in the country, on Wednesday by a score of 73-67 in a ball game played in Yankton. The starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Any reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings College will go with Brittany Wong, a 5'3" junior out of Carmichael, California. Taz Yorig, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sydney, Nebraska. Frankie Peterson, a 5'9" sophomore out of Cambridge. Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" sophomore out of Papillion. And Alicia Stadler, a 6'1" junior out of Grand Island Central Catholic. For the Lancers of Mount Marty, they will go with Alexa Berg, a 5'8" junior out of Pierce, South Dakota. Also the second leading scorer in the conference this week, Taylor Forsh, a 5'7" junior from Baldick, South Dakota. Hannah Youngbird is a 5'9" junior from Yankton, South Dakota. Allison DeCam is a 6'1" sophomore out of Castlewood, South Dakota. And then Kylie Gross, a 6-foot senior out of Yankton, South Dakota. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with 3 locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Ball is in the air. Hastings College controls the opening tap. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. Hastings in their home jerseys here this afternoon. They'll be white, trimmed and lettered in the black and the crimson. Mount Marty dressed in their blue road uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the gold. And the Broncos turn the ball away on the first possession as they try to jam it inside. So here comes Mount Marty, a very good offensive team. And then the basketball is stripped away. Taylor Force has the basketball stripped away here by Taz Yorick. She drives, shoots, and scores. Taz Yorick steals the ball away from Taylor Force and takes it the distance and scores. And the Broncos are out on top by the score up 2-0 here in the ballgame. Hastings attacking as Mount Marty comes into the offensive zone. And now Hastings drops back into a man-to-man defense. There's Berg with the ball down on the wing on the left side. Moves it down to the baseline to Gross. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and no good. Rebound comes down to Stadler for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to Brittany Wong. And here come the Broncos with a 2-0 lead. Taz Yorick with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Frankie Peterson out here in three-point territory. Jams it down low to Stadler. Their shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scores. It's a 4-0 ball game. Hastings off and rolling here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference battle between Hastings and Mount Marty. Again, the Broncos attacking in backcourt. Mount Marty breaks it easily, but now we got a traveling violation. Allison DeCam has whistled a traveling violation. A second turnover on Mount Marty here in the ballgame. And it's going to be Hastings' ball coming back the other way. 18:44 to play here in the first half. It's a 4-0 ball game. Hastings out on top early. There's a Brittany Wong with the ball. Bounce pass to the near side. That's Frankie Peterson. Gets it back out to the top of the circle. Alicia Stadler with the ball high above her head. Now to Taz York. Taz goes to the free throw line to Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is chased down in the corner there by Taylor Forsh. Here comes Forsh. A right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe. Picked up by York of Hastings. Drives it down the lane all the way to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Stadler. Alicia grabs the ball for Hastings. Outlet pass comes to Taz York as she hustles into the forecourt. She gives it to Brittany Wong for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Youngberg. Now for Mount Marty. A 40-0 ball game. Hastings with a lead early. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected away by Stadler. And the ball is loose. It's now going to be picked up here by Forsh out in three-point territory. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Frankie comes down the near sideline now to Brittany Wong as she dribbles with the ball. Wong out on top now to Taz York. Taz dribbles one, sends it inside to Peterson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Youngberg. Youngberg running back the other way now for Mount Marty. It's a 40-0 ball game. Hastings the lead. Youngberg goes down in the corner. The ball tipped away there by Frankie Peterson. Trying to get the ball to Taylor Forsh down in the corner. Now we're going to have a timeout from Mount Marty. The Lancers want to call an early timeout here. 17 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break. Hastings 4, Mount Marty.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another. Of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings has scored the first two goals of the ball game from Taz York and Alicia Stadler. Hastings with a 4-0 lead, 17-28 to play here in this first half. Mount Marty calling the early timeout. Taylor Forsh will inbound the ball. Comes over here on the wing to Youngberg down in the corner again. Well, they work it inside as they get it into a Kylie Gross. Back out to Forsh. A shot for three is good. Taylor Forsh throwing up the three ball from deep in the right corner. And just like that, Mount Marty back to within 1 point. 4-3 is the score. Hastings with the advantage, and Hastings has the ball here. Taz York moves it down in the corner. That's a Frankie Peterson inside to Stadler. Back out to Frankie in the corner. Drives the baseline. Now to Alicia. Her shot from 10 is no good. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up and off here by Taylor Forsh. Forsh has got it for the Lancers. Down to their sideline. Into the offensive zone. Brittany Wong is all over her defensively. Forsh getting frustrated, and a little shove there. Gets away with that. Comes out to DeCam out here in three-point territory. Now to Forsh over here on the right side again to Youngberg, and a traveling violation is called. Youngberg trying to take that ball into the hole for the Lancers, and is whistled for the traveling violation, the third turnover on Mount Marty here in the ballgame. 16-44 to play in the first half. 4-3, Hastings with a one-point lead. Women's college basketball here this afternoon. First game of two from 1230 KHAS. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Taz York. Entry pass again to Alicia Stadler. Just to the right of the lane. Standing with the ball high above her head. Dribbles once. Now throws it back out in the corner. Taz for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Youngberg. Youngberg will bring it back the other way for the Lancers. Left-handed dribble goes over on the wing. On the left side to Berg. Bounce pass goes down low. There's a shot. It's going to be no good, but a foul is called. They got it down to Kylie Gross. She was working against Alicia Stadler, and Alicia is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on Hastings here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line for Mount Marty will be Kylie Gross. Gross, a 66% free throw shooter on the season, and her first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Kylie is also the fifth leading scorer in the conference at 14.9 points per ball game. She also leads the conference in rebounding, averaging 9.4 rebounds per game. But she misses on her first free throw here. The second one is up there. That's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Stadler. So Hastings still with a 4-3 lead in the ball game. As Yori comes back the other way, down to the right sideline, down to Alicia Stadler. Entry pass to get it to a Kaylee Raggett who's in the ball game. Now here's a left-handed shot. It's up there and in. Kaylee Raggett got down low in the lane there. They got her the ball, and she puts it up there left-handed and scores. Hastings out on top now by a score of 6-3 in the ball game. The Broncos attacking. Mount Marty gets it to Taylor Forrest. Now down to Gross on the baseline. Wheels in the lane. Her shot over Stadler is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett with the ball now for the Broncos. Gets it to Brittany Wong. Wong goes over to Taz York. Entry pass to Stadler. Stadler down to Kaylee Raggett. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Now here's a shot up there and in. Kaylee Raggett scoring there on a three-pointer for Hastings. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Broncos are out to a 9-3 lead early in this one. Now Marty with the ball. Alexa Berg has got it. Now to the free throw line. A jumper is put up there by DeCam. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Here comes Taz Yorg for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Nearly loses control of the ball. Gets it under control. Gets it to a Kaylee Raggett now. Raggett over to Taz Yorg. Down to Courtney Spahn. Inside to Statler. Her shot off the baseline. No good. Gets it on the rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Alicia Statler with 4 points. And Hastings out to an 11-3 lead. We're just about 5 minutes into the ball game. 14:48 to play. There's Mount Marty. DeCam has got it out here in three-point territory over on the wing to Bird. And she has her pass deflected back out of bounds. Coming in for Hastings, we're going to have Sophia McDermott coming in. Also, Laurel Zwiener is going to come in for the Broncos. Also checking will be April Whitty for Mount Marty. She'll be at one of the guard positions, and she's got the ball right now over here on the right side. Down in the corner, that's Kylie Gross. Gross brings it up here to Alexa Bird. Now down in the corner to Forrest, to Berg. Swings the left side to April Winnie. They get it inside down to Brittany Little, who's into the ball game. Her shot from about find away is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett for Hastings down to Sophia McDermott down the right sideline. McDermott into the ball game now for head coach of Hastings. As Hastings working with the ball here, there's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Taz Yorg as she drives the ball into the lane. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. 11-3 is the score. We're 6 minutes into the ball game here this afternoon. As Mount Marty works with it here against the Broncos, there's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by Alexa Berg. Ball is lost out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. 13:52 to play here in the first half. Hastings out to a good start. 11-3 is the score. The Broncos out on top of the Lancers today. Both of these teams tied in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 5-3. Here's Josie Schomp into the ball game now. Her pass is going to be blocked, and it's going to be taken down here by Berg, and she drives the length of the floor and scores. Alexa Berg scoring there for Mount Marty, 11-5 now. Hastings out on top by 6 points. Laurel Zwiener with the ball comes over to Courtney Spahn. Spahn out in three-point territory, bounce pass to Schomp, moves over on the right side down to Sophia McDermott. Now to Kaylee Raggett. Inside is Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to the Lancers. The rebound by Brittany Little. Gets it out to Taylor Forsch. Not a little into the forecourt. Moves it over here on the right side to April Winnie. Trying to penetrate there against the McDermott. Can't do it. She's out here in three-point territory. Sends it across the top to Forsch. Now to the free throw line to Little. Being hacked out there by Sophia McDermott. That's the lob back out here to Taylor Forsch. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Little at the top of the key. And we got a traveling violation. Brittany Little is whistled for the steps. That's the fourth turnover on the Lancers here in this first half. Into the ball game again will be Allison DeCam, and coming out is going to be Gross. 12:51 left here in the first half. 11-5 the score. Hastings out on top of the Lancers here this afternoon. Sophia McDermott with the ball to Kaylee Raggett out here in three-point territory. Drives it to the free throw line. Stops there. Comes over to Josie Schomp on the wing on the right side. Now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn sends it over here to McDermott. Fakes the three. Drives it into the paint. Can't put up a shot. McDermott gets rid of it. Now to Schomp. She drives it to the elbow right side of the lane. Stops there. Gets rid of it. Now to Raggett out here at the top of the key. Her shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around and it's picked up by Alexa Berg for Mount Marty. Back the other way to Forsch. Forsch down the near sideline. Stops. Entry pass to get it inside to DeCam. Dribbles outside the ring and now gets it to Winnie. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot is up and in by Brittany Little, and she's fouling the play. So Brittany Little gets the field goal there for Mount Marty. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings College here as we'll have Little going to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Into the ball game now for Hastings. Checking back in is going to be Brittany Wong, and coming out will be Josie Schomp. Into the ball game now for Mount Marty is going to be Hannah Youngbird as she re-enters the ball game for Alexa Berg. 11-7 the score. Hastings got out to an 11-3 lead in this one. And now Mount Marty has a chance at a three-point play here as Brittany Little goes to the free throw line, a 52% foul shooter. And her shot is up there. It's good. It's now 11-8. as the Lancers have put together a run of 5 points here. Here's Sophia McDermott. Entry pass to get it to Zwiener. Her shot is up there. It's no good. It just rims out, but she's fouling the play. And Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Brittany Little. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one of the Lancers. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener, a 68% foul shooter on the season for the Broncos. As Zwiener puts it up, the shot's going to be short. She'll get one more. Zwiener is a freshman out of Pleasanton. The second shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good, so she misses a pair of free throws. And the rebound comes down to the Lancers of Mount Marty. Here's a long-range jumper from the far side. It's going to be no good there by Youngbird. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Mount Marty basketball. They say it was last touch there by Hastings. Here comes Stadler into the ball game now for Zwiener. 11:55 remaining here in the first half. Hastings leading 11-8. Into the ball game again for Mount Marty is going to be Kylie Gross, and coming out will be Brittany Little. Down on the scorer's table for Hastings, checking in will be Melissa Thompson. So Thompson checks in, and coming out will be Kaylee Raggeth. 11-8 to score. Hastings leading by 3 points. Mount Marty will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Youngbird looks to play it in way outside down to DeCam. DeCam now to April Whitney. Bounce pass to the free throw line to DeCam. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound to Brittany Wong. Wong has got it running back the other way for Hastings College down the near sideline. Goes to Courtney Spahn. Fakes, trying to penetrate inside. Can't do it. Wong now to McDermott. McDermott out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the right side now. That's a Wong with the ball on the wing to Melissa Thompson. Shovels it off on the left side here to Courtney Spahn. Now to McDermott again, right in front of the Lancers bench. Dribble penetration, can't do it. 5 seconds on the shot clock. They get it inside to Stadler. She puts it up there. Shot no good. Ball being tapped around down there is brought down by Hastings. That's Courtney Spahn with a rebound for the Broncos. Now gets it to McDermott. McDermott moves it right to left across the top of the key. Now to Sophia. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to April Whitney of Mount Marty. Whitney has got the ball for the Lancers. Pulls up at the top of the key. Stops right there. Good defense by Brittany Wong. Gets it out here to Hannah Youngbird now at the top of the key. Dumps it in the lane to DeCam. Down in the baseline to Gross. Moves it to Force. There's a pass to the far side. Deflected out of bounds. Melissa Thompson deflecting the ball out of bounds there for Hastings, and Mount Marty will play things in. 10:50 remaining here in the first half. The Lancers can tie the score here with a three-point field goal. Mount Marty is number one in the conference in three-point shooting at 34%. They've hit one three-pointer so far this afternoon. That was off of the hands of Taylor Forsh. 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock to get it to the free throw line. A shot is put up there. It's going to be no good. In fact, it goes up over the glass. Out of play, Kylie Gross looks up, and the shot clock was expiring. She just throws up something from the free throw line. That would not go. 11-8 to score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Broncos with the ball. And now we got an offensive foul called here. An offensive foul is called on Sophia McDermott with a push-off as she had the ball over there on the right sideline. So Sophia picks up her first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. And coming back will be the Lancers of Mount Marty, still with an opportunity to tie up the ball game here with a three-point field goal. Here's Youngbird with the ball at the top of the key. Youngbird throws it to the far side to April Whitney. Whitney picked up there by Sophia McDermott. Whitney trying to drive it inside, can't do it. Lobs it back out here. Here's Youngbird. Her shot for three is going to be up there. No good. Rebound to Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets the ball now to Brittany Wong as she hustles back the other way. Brittany Wong to Stadler at the top of the three-point circle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Goes out of bounds. I'll have to check. That might be the first three-point field goal that Alicia Stadler has thrown up this year. As she misses badly there from the top of the key. There's a shot from deep in the left corner. It's up there and in by Youngbird, a three-pointer. So that ties the score at 11 points apiece. Checking the stats, that's her second three-pointer she has thrown up this year. She is now 0-for-2 on threes. Alicia's got the ball now inside the ring. Nice pass to Thompson, and her shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler gets the assist. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal. Hastings goes back out on top on a score of 13-11. 9.5 minutes to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. April Whitney with the ball now for Mount Marty. Goes to Taylor Force. Dribble penetration. Takes the ball to the hole. Her shot no good. And the ball is brought down by Stadler. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Sophia McDermott cuts for the hole. Down the lane to the basket. She goes. Her shot good. Sophia McDermott scoring there for Hastings. That's her first field goal, and the Broncos back out to a four-point lead, 15-11. This team we're playing today knocked out the third-ranked team in the nation on Wednesday night, Briar Cliff. By the score of 73-67, the ball game played up in Yankton. 15-11. Here's Forge underneath the basket. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound, but a foul is going to be called. Forge going to the basket there right underneath the hole, and a foul is going to be called on Statler of Hastings. That's going to be her second. So Alicia's got a couple of fouls already here in this first half. We still got 8:53 remaining. Taylor Forge to the free throw line here for Mount Marty. Her shot is up there. The shot is good. She is a 73% foul shooter in the season, which is ninth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's now got 4 points in the ballgame. End of the contest now for Hastings, replacing Statler, is going to be Sierra Williamson. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Forge hits a pair of free throws, and Mount Marty is back to within 2 points. 15-13 the score. Mount Marty down by two. Hastings with the ball. Sophia McDermott now to Courtney Spahn right at the top of the three-point circle. To Thompson, left side of the lane. There's a Williamson with a ball. Now to McDermott out here, about 25 feet away from the basket. McDermott drives the ball down the right side of the lane, puts it up off the glass. Her shot no good. Foul shot is up there and in. Sierra Williamson scoring there for Hastings College. That's her first field goal. And the Broncos are out to a four-point advantage again, 17-13, with 8:24 to play here in the first half. Here's Taylor Forrest with the ball. Now to April Winnie. Signs is up to three, takes the three and hits it. Boy, barely rattles the net there. Right through the hole by April Winnie. That's now a 17-16 ball game in favor of the Broncos. Courtney Spahn back the other way for Hastings. To Sophia McDermott here at the top of the key over on the right side. That's Brittany Wong. Bounce pass to Melissa Thompson. Down to Courtney Spahn. Down here to McDermott. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 12-footer. Can't hit it. Rebound comes down to April Winnie. And now the Lancers have a chance to pull ahead here with a field goal. Winnie comes back into the offensive zone for the Lancers. Stomps out here with McDermott right in her face defensively. Gives it away to DeCam. Works it inside now to Winnie, right side of the lane. Feed back out here to Taylor Forsch. Out in 3 point territory, picked up by Brittany Wong. Forsch, bounce pass, goes inside to Youngberg in a traveling violation. Youngberg hit with a traveling violation. They got her ball inside, but a traveling violation on the Lancers. That's the fifth turnover at Mount Marty here in the ballgame. 7:31 to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 1 point lead, 17-16. Got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 4. Melissa Thompson with the ball for the Broncos. Goes over to Taz Yorig on the wing. Tekami Bruckman is into the ball game now. Here's Brittany Wong. Her shot for three. Good. Wong scores just to the left of the lane there. Three-pointer. Hastings down with a four-point lead, 20-16. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. With it on the far sideline is going to be Youngberg. They work it back to the near side, and April Winnie. Into the forecourt, now to DeCam, pulls up, shoots a 10-footer and scores. Allison DeCam scoring there, and that's her first field goal, 20-18. The Lancers staying right with the 8th-ranked team in the country in Hastings College here this afternoon. Melissa Thompson with the ball, now to the near side, Cammie Bruckman. Yorig has got it, entry pass deflected away from Williamson. The ball is loose, and the Broncos turn the ball away. Coming out of there is going to be Mount Marty with the ball. This is going to be Youngberg as she comes into the forecourt, stops, now feeds it inside. That's going to be DeCam. Nice pass down low to Gross, and her shot is up and in. DeCam gets the assist. Kylie Gross gets the field goal. And now we're tied up at 20 points apiece with 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in this first half. There's a Bruckman driving to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Bruckman, the former Silver Lake Mustang, takes the ball to the hole there for Hastings, and a personal foul is going to call on Kylie Gross of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Lancers here in the first half. Going to the free throw line, mauled in the act of shooting was Cammie Bruckman. She's a 69% foul shooter on the season, 18 out of 26, and her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings is a team, seventh this week in the conference in free throw percentage at 68%. They are number four in field goal percentage at 42%, and number five in three-point shooting at 32%. Bruckman will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Hastings has the lead. 21-20, the Broncos back out to an advantage here. Hastings is led by as many as 8 points. That was early in the ballgame at 11-3. Mount Marty's done a good job getting back into the contest. There's a Joanna Schleich who's into the ballgame now for Mount Marty, handling the ball to Berg. Brings it to the near sideline. Down to April Winnie. She drives it toward the goal. The shot is up there good. April Winnie scores, and Mount Marty has got the lead. 22-21, Mount Marty with a lead with 5 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half after Hastings jumped out to an 11-3 advantage in this one. Taz Yorg has got the ball. Now to Brittany Wong on the wing on the right side. Wong Gives it up now to Kaylee Ragoth, who's back into the ballgame. Kaylee dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Now to Bruckman. Over here on the near sideline to Taz Yorick. Back out on top. That's going to be Brittany Wong. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Wong gives it away to Kaylee Ragoth. She puts up an off-balance three. It's going to be too hard, no good. Rebound is tapped underneath the bucket, and it's going to be brought out of there by April Winnie. Long pass down the floor to Gross. Her shot is up there and in. Kylie Gross scores for Mount Barney. She's got 4 points. And the Lancers are now out on top by three in this ball game, 24-21, with 5:13 to play in the first half. Taz Yorick with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Now they get it to a Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman dribbles it to the elbow, left side of the lane, to a Brittany Wong at the point. Moves it over on the wing on the right side. Taz dribbling with the basketball for Hastings. Yorick now to Cammie Bruckman at the top of the key. Over here to Kaylee Ragoth. Brittany Wong down to Taz Yorick. Drives it from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball comes out of bounds here on the near sideline. Goes out of bounds down in the corner. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch there by the Lancers. Here comes Wells Wiener. Wells Wiener is going to check out. Sierra Williamson comes back into the ball game now for Hastings. Broncos will play things in from deep in the corner down here. Cammie Bruckman will get things in to Brittany Wong. Dribbles behind a screen from Ragoth. Can't put up a shot. Now to Taz Yorick. Hastings still with 20 seconds on the shot clock. They get it inside to Laurel's winner. The ball is tipped away, but it's picked up here by Kaylee Ragoth. Ragoth now to Taz Yorick. Bounce pass inside. Nice pass to Bruckman, and she puts it in. Cammie Bruckman gets the field goal. It's now a 24-23 ball game. Mount Barney still leading by 1 point, and the Lancers have the ball. Schleich back into the offensive zone. Picked up by Brittany Wong over on the wing to Berg. Berg leaves off inside to DeCam. She works into the lane, puts up a shot over Ragoth. That's going to be no good as it rolls off of the front iron. Kaylee Ragoth grabs the rebound for Hastings. Ragoth back the other way for the Broncos. Right-handed dribble. Pulls up in the offensive zone. Goes over here to Taz Yorick with the ball high above her head. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Now reverses the ball. Ragoth has got it. Entry pass. They get it to Zwiener. She is double-teamed. Pass over here on the baseline left side to Taz Yorick. Her shot from five is no good. She was wide open over there but misses the easy shot. Coming back the other way is April Winnie. She stops left side of the basket. Kicks it back out to DeCam. DeCam now to Schleich. She drives it down the lane. Nice pass down on the baseline. A shot is up and in. Brittany Little scores on the assist from Schleich. And now we got a timeout called from head coach Jeff Dittman of Hastings as Brittany Little has now got 5 points in the ballgame. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Mount Marty 26, Hastings 23.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
1230 KHAS.
NFL playoffs going on this afternoon, and the New York Giants have got the lead over the Atlanta Falcons. It is 23-2. 23-2, the New York Giants leading the Atlanta Falcons in the NFL playoffs today. They're in the fourth quarter of play. They got 9:55 remaining in that ball game. Later on today, the Pittsburgh Steelers will play in Denver against the Denver Broncos. 3.5 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing 26-23. Broncos have the ball. Cammie Bruckman has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Cammie gets rid of it to Kaylee Ragoth now. Brings it back to Bruckman. They get it inside the Laurel's winner. Left side of the lane. Dumps it off. It's Cammie Bruckman. Her shot is up there and in. Cammie had problems with it there, but gets it under control and puts it down through the hole in the lane. Bruckman now with 5 points in the ballgame, and Hastings back to within one. 26-25 to score. Here's April Winnie with the ball. Drives it into the lane. Nice pass down low. A shot is up and in. Brittany Little scores. Back-to-back field goals there for Brittany Little as she scores. It's now a 28-25 ball game. Hastings down by 3 points. Taz Yorick with the ball. Now to a Cammie Bruckman. Bounce pass over here to Brittany Wong on the wing on the left side. Kaylee Ragoth at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Can't put up a shot to Wong here on the near sideline. Back to Zwiener, and she's going to be fouled into play. A foul here is going to go on Brittany Little of Mount Monty. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number three on the Lancers here in the first half. Here comes Thompson back in. Statler comes in. Ragoth comes out, and Laurel Zwiener comes out for the Broncos. Into the ball game now for Mount Monty will be Kylie Gross. So Hastings will play things in. Brittany Wong underneath their own basket. Will play it in at the fresh shot clock here. 2:40 left in this first half. Hastings down by 3 points, 28-25. Wong sends it inside to Stavlich. She's double team. Alicia tries to dump it away. That's it. Thompson with the ball. Back out to Taz. Out in 3 points here, Troy. Back down to the baseline to Thompson. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Statler. Falling shot up and in. Alicia Stadler now with 6 points in the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos are back to within one. 28-27 the score. 2:16 to play here in the first half. Here's a Joanna Schleich with it now. Being hocked out here defensively by Taz Yorg. April winning. She has the ball tipped out of bounds here by Cammie Bruckman, and Mount Marty will play things in. Right in front of the scorer's table in front of us on their offensive end. 2:06 remaining in the first half. Hastings down 28-27. 16 seconds left on the shot clock here. Schleich has got the ball in 3 point territory. Over to April Winnie on the deep wing on the left side. Over here to Brittany Little. Cross court pass comes to Schleich, and her shot is up and in. A 3-pointer there by Joanna Schleich for Mount Marty, and that gives the Lancers a 4-point advantage at 31-27. Taz Yorg with the ball now. Taz moves it down in the corner. That's Cammie Bruckman with it. Brings it up high on the block. Out now to a Brittany Wong. Wong over here to Cammie Bruckman on the wing. Dribbles it to the elbow. Gives it up now to Statler. Back to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman out here in 3 points. It's way to Alicia Statler. Goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but she's called for the traveling violation. Traveling violation on Statler, taking the ball in the hole. That's the third turnover on Hastings. 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 31-27. Taylor Forge has now got the ball for the Lancers. Forge comes over here to Berg. Berg now to the top of the key to Little. Little swings it back to the right side to Berg. To Taylor Forge. Bounce pass goes inside as Brittany Little trying to work against Stadler. Kicks it back out to Winnie for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Cammie Bruckman with the ball for Hastings. Down the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Wong back to Bruckman. She'll take the three-pointer. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. They say her foot was on the line. Just a two-pointer there. Cammie Bruckman throws up a long-range two. She's now got 7 points in the ball game for Hastings. And it's now a 31-29 ball game. 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a long-range three there by Berg. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Melissa Thompson, and she gives it away now to Brittany Wong. Hastings now with 37 seconds here in this first half. They're down by 2 points, 31-29. Cammie Bruckman with the ball out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the wing on the left side to Melissa Thompson. There's Taz Yorick, top of the key, dribbles once. Now she's in trouble. Taz has to get rid of it, does. That's Statler with the ball. Statler's pass to Thompson. Her shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson scores on the assist from Alicia Statler, and Hastings has come back to tie things up at 31 points apiece. 13 seconds to play now here in this first half. Here's a Taylor Force with it. Taylor Force from Mount Marty. Picked up by Wong. Here's April Winnie. Takes it to the free throw line. Now to Forge. Forge moves it down in the corner. Here's Berger. Shot for three is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So each team has had the blessing of being ahead in this ball game today. Hastings jumped out to an 11-3 advantage. Now Barney got out to a 3-point advantage in the late stages of the first half at 24-21 and also at 26-23. But we are all knotted up here at halftime. It is Hastings College 31, Mount Marty 31. You're listening to Bronco Basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Hoorah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Hoorah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Hoorah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College and Mount Marty all tied up at 31 points apiece. Hastings jumped out to the early 4-0 lead in this one, got up to an 11-3 advantage in the first couple of minutes of the ball game, but Mount Marty came back to tie things up at 11. Hastings again went ahead 17-13. The Lancers came back, and they were all tied up at 20 points apiece with 6:25 remaining there in the first half before Mount Marty took the lead for the first time at the 5:26 mark at 22-21, but we're rounding up again here at halftime. The score is 31-31. Hastings in the first half getting 7 points from Cammy Bruckman. She had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alicia Statler had 3 field goals in the first half. She's got 6 points. Kaylee Ragger is hit for a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 here at halftime. Melissa Thompson has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Brittany Wong has got a 3-pointer. Her only score in the first half. Sophia McDermott has got a field goal for 2. And Taz Yorig has got a field goal and 2 points. Hastings 1 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half for 25%. The Broncos unofficially just with 3 turnovers in the ballgame. Mount Marty has got 5 turnovers. They are 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. They're being led so far by Brittany Little off of the bench. She has got 7 points, 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Taylor Forsh has hit a 3, and she is 2 out of 2 from the line for her 5 points. April Winnie has got a 3, and she's got a 2-point field goal for 5. Kylie Gross hit a couple of field goals and 4 points. We've got Hannah Youngbird with a 3-pointer and 3 points here at halftime. Joanna Schleich has got a 3-pointer for 3 points. Alexa Berg has got a field goal for 2. And Allison DeCam has got a field goal and 2 points for Mount Marty. So again, we're tied up at 31 points apiece. Hastings and Mount Marty today in women's college basketball from 1230 KHAS. Shooting numbers just as close here. Hastings College is hitting 14 out of 32 from the field in the first half for 43.8%. Mount Marty 12 out of 27 for 44.4%. Hastings hitting 2 out of 8 on 3-pointers for 25%. Mount Marty 4 out of 11 for 36%. Hastings 1 out of 4 on free throws for 25%. And Mount Marty officially 3 out of 6 for 50%. The rebounds, the Broncos out rebounding Mount Marty 19 to 15. The Broncos hold a 5-1 advantage on the offensive glass. Hastings officially with 5 turnovers in the ball game, 6 for Mount Marty. The Broncos have come up with 1 block shot and 1 steal. Mount Marty has got no block shots and 2 steals. So the score is 31-31 here at halftime. The leading rebounder for Hastings so far in this ball game has been Alicia Statler, so she's well on the way to a double-double at least here tonight. She's got 6 points and 8 rebounds at halftime. The leading rebounder for Mount Marty here at halftime is Allison DeCam. She has got 3. So we're tied up at 31 points apiece. Hastings and Mount Marty here this afternoon. The rest of the action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference was yesterday. They played their normal Saturday schedule. And the final results, Northwestern beat Doan by the score of 78-70. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 78-61. Briar Cliff beat Morningside 97-84. Concordia over Dort 65-54. And in a non-conference game, it was Midland over Dakota State in overtime, 88-84. So as a result of those games, we've got a 4-way tie for first place now on the women's side of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia, Briarcliff, Northwestern, and Morningside all tied with a mark of 7 wins and 2 losses. Hastings and Mount Marty are tied for 5th at 5-3, just 1 game off the pace. They've got Doan in there at 4-5. Dakota Wesleyan is at 3-6. Nebraska Wesleyan is at 2-7. Dort is at 2-8. And Midland is at 0-9 so far in the GPAC. As we make our turn, we're playing a round-robin type of format this year. We'll see everybody twice And after Wednesday night when we play Concordia, that'll wrap up the first half of the conference season. So Hastings with a big week. Concordia is going to be one of the top five rated teams in the country when the new rankings come out on Tuesday from the NAIA office. And Hastings quite possibly could be in the top five as well. So that'll be a big ball game coming up on Wednesday. But Hastings is in a tussle here this afternoon. The eighth-ranked team in the country. And Hastings and Mount Marty all tied up at 31 points apiece. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week. And also Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Avronik. Stick around. The second half is coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
5 Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete, brought to you by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built his business. 1035 South Burlington. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Your KGS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is freshman golfer Rachel Cavalier from Lafayette, Colorado. Rachel, a biology major in exercise science with a 3.5 GPA. On the links, Rachel has played number one all fall of 2011 as a freshman, placing second at the Hastings College Invite and lost to first place by just one stroke. In the classroom, Rachel is a member of Tri Beta Biology. In high school, she was on the academic honor roll 3 years. Out of the classroom, Rachel enjoys reading and art. Your Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business, 1035 South Burlington in Hastings.
Rogers Incorporated, better service.
Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the January clearance sale at Rogers Incorporated. Save on the Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, washers and dryers, microwaves, and more. Plus, no interest if paid in full within 12 months on a qualifying appliance purchase $499 or more. Ask Rogers for details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays noon to 4.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Hello and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball games. Joining us on the line, we have Ann Fairbanks. She is the Associate Dean and the Professor of English over at Hastings College. Ann, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome.
Ann, we brought you on the program to talk just a little bit about the J term that current students at Hastings College are currently going through. It began on Tuesday, and this will run through the entire month of January. So first of all, take a little bit of time and tell us what J-Term is all about.
Well, J-Term is a wonderful opportunity that our students have kind of sandwiched between the long term in the fall and the long term in the spring. And during J-Term, each student signs up for just one class. That class meets every day, either all morning or all afternoon. And so it's kind of an intensive, it goes at things at a different pace. And since each student takes only one class, that means that there are all sorts of opportunities for class projects and events and trips that wouldn't ordinarily happen during the long term when every student has, usually four or five classes that they're, you know, that they're coordinating among.
Yeah. And you mentioned the travel aspect of things. I mean, there are different classes that will go even outside the borders of the United States, correct?
Yes. Yes, we have courses that involve travel to several places this J term. We have a couple of courses going to Belize and doing a mural there and studying some educational issues there. There's a medical mission going to Trinidad and Tobago, which is looking at cross-cultural perspectives on healing. There is a trip going to Australia, Fiji, and New Zealand. There's a group going to Taiwan. There is a group going to Italy, going to Florence, to study Dante's Inferno and relate it to the history and the culture of Florence. There's a group going to Spain, and there was a wonderful article in the Hastings Tribune about that one, I believe on Saturday. And there's a course that inside the United States that involves a trip to California where these students will study film and popular music. So all sorts of opportunities off campus.
Yeah, and when you're looking at the students that are staying here in the central portion of the United States, are staying over at Hastings College, the one-class aspect of things, from a student perspective, really gives them a great opportunity to just hone in and focus on that one subject.
Exactly. And I think that is a wonderful learning experience. It's wonderful even in terms for a student to learn how to learn. Because during the regular semester, a student gets the practice of coordinating more than one class, and that's a benefit. But it's also a benefit to really practice concentrating on just one thing. And so I think the J-term allows the student to do that and learn how to do it.
Once again, we're talking with Ann Fairbanks over at Hastings College here on the Hastings College Spotlight, talking a little bit about the J-term currently going on now. And Ann, before we wrap up this interview, let's just talk a little bit about, from the student perspective, everything that I hear from students that leave Hastings College. When you talk about their top memories of Hastings College, J-term always seems to come up. This is something that really is well-liked by the student body over there.
Well, that's always been my impression. And I haven't taught J-term in several years. Actually, I haven't taught it since I became associate dean. But I used to teach a course sometimes during J-term in the detective story. And we would see detective movies, and some of which the students would choose. And we'd read some classic detective stories. And then at the end, instead of a final, they would each write their own detective story using the elements that we'd talked about. And they really seemed to enjoy it, and they were, I think, better readers and writers at the end of it. And other sorts of classes that students take on campus, they also seem to really enjoy as well.
Once again, Ann Fairbanks has been our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight, spending a few minutes with us during halftime of this basketball game, and coming up on the Hastings College Spotlight throughout this month. We hope to talk with other teachers and talk about their J-term experience as well, some of the classes being offered this current J-term. But giving us an overview once again, Ann Fairbanks, we really appreciate the time, and we look forward to another successful J-term, and we'll talk with you in the future.
Thank you very much.
Stay tuned to 1230 KHAS. Your second half of Hastings College basketball is coming right up.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Women's basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS with a men's game coming up next. Hastings and Mount Marty tied up at 31 points apiece here at halftime. And the NFL playoffs going on today. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. The New York Giants out on top of Atlanta, 24-3. Actually, 24-2 is the score there, with 3:48 to play in the fourth quarter. Coming up next, we've got Pittsburgh playing in Denver against the Broncos. So 31-31 here, the Lancers and the Broncos in women's college basketball. It's going to be Mount Marty starting the second half here. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. Taylor Forsh, who had 5 points in the first half, the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, has got the ball, drives the ball to the basket. It's not going to be blocked down by Stadler. She has it tipped away, and it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Stadler gets the block, and then the ball was tipped away there by Kylie Gross out of bounds, and Hastings will play it in here in backcourt. So Alicia Stadler swatting the ball away there from Forsh, who is taking the ball to the basket for the Lancers, and Hastings now has a chance to reclaim the lead. Hastings led by as many as 8 points in the first half as they got off to a great start today at 11-3. Here's Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Melissa Thompson in the wing. Stadler at the top of the key. Picked up by Gross. Comes across the top. That's Taz Yorick. Over to Frankie Peterson now in the wing. To Melissa Thompson. Lobs it inside. Stadler grabs the ball. Shoots and misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down to Allison DeCam for Mount Marty. And she throws the ball away. Trying to take it to the far sideline. She throws the ball away. And that's the first turnover on Mount Marty here in the second half of play. That's going to be their seventh turnover for the ball game. Hastings turned them all over 5 times in that first half. The Broncos get the ball. We're still tied up at 31 points apiece. Brittany Wong has got it now. Dribbles here on the right side of the lane. Now penetrates inside the paint, and we got a foul called. As Wong was taking the ball to the hole there for Hastings, and a foul is going to be called on Taylor Forsh of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. First team foul on the Lancers here in the second half. Hastings will play things in. Brittany Wong gets it into Alicia Stadler. Now to Wong. Circles around and takes a 12-footer. Shot no good. Rebound Stadler. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Alicia Stadler gets her 9th rebound in the ball game and her 8th point. And Hastings goes out on top now by a score of 33-31. We're a minute into the second half here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Taylor Forsh has got the ball. Forsh now to Alexa Berg, who's getting the start here in the second half. Now to Youngberg. Youngberg takes it down the right side of the lane. Now spins into the paint. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Alicia Stadler. Outlet pass goes to Brittany Wong. And here comes the Broncos of Hastings with a 2-point lead. 33-31. Frankie Peterson on the far side. Out in 3-point territory. Now to Taz Yorick. Mount Marty is in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Frankie Peterson. Dribble penetration. Stops there at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Now to Alicia Stadler. Melissa Thompson down in the corner. That's a Peterson with the ball. Out on top, Brittany Wong has got it. She drives the ball against Forsh. Gives it up now to Peterson on the wing. Peterson takes the ball to the basket. Her scoop shot is up, and we got a foul called. So just as the shot clock was expiring inside 5 seconds, Frankie Peterson drives the ball to the hole and draws the personal foul here on Allison DeCam. That's going to be her first. Frankie Peterson goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Peterson has not scored so far today. 60% foul shooter in the season, and her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings 7th in the conference this week in free throw percentage at 68%. Hastings hitting 1 out of 4 free throws in the first half. Here comes the second shot. It's up there. It's good. So Peterson nails a pair of free throws, and that gives Hastings College a 35-31 advantage now here in the second half. So the Broncos have scored the first 4 points after halftime here. Taylor Forsh has got the ball now for the Lancers. They get it to a Youngberg. Youngberg, entry pass. They get it to Kylie Gross. She backs up down the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, partially deflected again by Stadler. And Alicia grabs the rebound here for the Broncos. Gets it out to Brittany Wong. Now to Frankie Peterson. Inside to Melissa Thompson. Some contact made, and we've got a foul called here. Peterson goes inside to Melissa Thompson. We got a foul called here on Mount Marty. A personal foul is going to be called on Youngberg. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 3 on the Lancers. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong looking to play it in. Does so to Stadler. Stadler goes up. Her shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. Stadler grabs the rebound. Kicks it out here to Frankie Peterson right side of the lane. Stadler calling for the ball again, but instead Frankie goes to Brittany Wong. Back to Peterson. Her shot is up there for 3. No good. The ball is attempted to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Mount Marty basketball. So the Lancers will have the ball now. With 17:36 to play here in this ballgame, 35-31, Hastings protecting a 4-point lead. We're tied up at 31 points apiece here in halftime. Taylor Forsh has got it now for the Lancers into the forecourt to a Youngberg. Youngberg comes out to DeCam out here at the top of the key. Bounce pass goes inside the ball, swatted away by Alicia Stadler. The ball is picked up here by Brittany Wong. She drives it, now gives it to Melissa Thompson. Her shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around, picked up by Stadler. Comes back out on top now to Peterson. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now to Thompson. Goes to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings missing some easy shots to the hole right there. And the rebound is being brought back now by Taylor Forsh. Pulls up at the 3-point circle. A shot rims off. No good. Rebound Thompson of Hastings. 35-31. The Broncos with a 4-point lead with 16:50 to play in the ball game. Frankie Peterson again driving the ball inside. Contact made. Offensive charge, I think, on to Frankie Peterson. That's the case. Frankie Peterson, it with an offensive charging foul there as she knocks down Alexa Berg in the lane for Mount Marty. Coming to the ball game now for the Lancers will be April Winnie. Coming in for Hastings is going to be Sierra Williamson. Also, Kaylee Ragath is going to check in, and also Cammy Bruckman. 35-31 the score. Hastings with a four-point lead. April Winnie has got the ball here in the backcourt for the Lancers as she trots the ball across the midcourt stripe here. Picked up by Taz York of Hastings. Taylor Force has got it now to Gross down to the baseline. Puts it up there. Shot good. Kylie Gross scoring there for Mount Marty. She has now got 6 points in the ball game for the Lancers. 35-33. Here's a Taz York with the ball. Now to Cammy Bruckman at the top of the key. Over to Brittany Wong on the wing. To Kaylee Ragath. Her shot for three is up there and in. Kaylee Ragath hits a three ball. That's her second three of the ball game today. She's got 8 points. And Hastings out to a five-point lead now at 38-33 with 16-12 remaining here in the contest. The inbounds pass again. It was a swatted out of bounds by Hastings. Mount Marty again will attempt to play things in. Hastings out to a five-point lead. Force gets it in to DeCam, who immediately gives the ball back to Force. She will bring things up now against Brittany Wong. Force out here at the top of the circle, runs the offense to Berg. Moves it inside to DeCam. Wheels against Kaylee Ragath. Puts up a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's saved here by Taz Yorig. And she bounces the ball off of the leg of DeCam out of bounds. They thought maybe Taz Yorig was out of bounds. Mount Marty coaching staff arguing with that, but the officials say no. They give the ball to Hastings. So a great play there by Taz Yorig of Hastings. There's Brittany Wong now to a Williamson. Moves it over on the wing on the left side to Cammy Breckman. Out to Taz York as the ball is tipped away there by Berg. Picked back up by Taz. Now to Brittany Wong over here on the right side, and she throws up the three-pointer. It is good. Brittany Wong hits her second three-pointer in the ball game, and Hastings out to an eight-point lead now at 41-33, and now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Now Marty calls a timeout, 15 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 41, Mount Marty 33.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 41-33 is our score. Hastings with a lead with 15 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ballgame. We are tied up at 31 at halftime. And now Mount Marty, following their timeout, will play things in here in their offensive zone. Taylor Forsch has got it here for Mount Marty. Dribbles to the top of the key. Lobs it to Gross. Now to Forsch as he drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. She draws the personal foul. So Taylor Forsch will go to the free throw line now. She draws the foul here on Taz Yorig of Hastings. That's going to be the first foul on Taz. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half. Taylor Forsch to the free throw line. She's the ninth best foul shooter in the conference at 73%, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's down 3-for-3 from the free throw line today. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Taylor Forsch, the second leading scorer in the conference, has hit only one field goal today. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Williamson. Sierra Williamson, rather, to that's Williamson who's into the ball game now. As Hastings continues to shuttle their post players in there. Taz Yorg has got it for the Broncos. Out on top now to Cammy Bruckman. Throws it to the far side to Brittany Wong, to Kaylee Ragath. Ragath comes across the top to Taz Yorg, who holds the ball here at the top of the key. Now to Brittany Wong. Wong picked up by Taylor Forsch. Here's Taz Yorg for three. Her shot is up there at him. Taz Yorg hits a three-pointer. She's got 5 points in the ball game here this afternoon. She had 7 the other night in our ball game at Dort. And Hastings has opened up a 10-point lead now at 44-34 with 14 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Hastings now with a 10-point advantage. They've had a great second half. They've outscored Mount Marty 13-3 here to begin the second half of play. April Winnie has got the ball. Winnie comes over to Taylor Forsh. Back to April Winnie. A long three-pointer put up there and down the hole it goes. April Winnie throws up her second tray of the ball game. She's got 8 points. And it's now a 44-37 ball game. The Broncos with a 7-point lead. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Cammie Bruckman looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Taz York, they get it inside to Bruckman, or rather to Kaylee Ragger. Their shot is no good. Rebounded here by Bruckman. Her shot no good. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Now a foul is going to be called. Bruckman is going to be hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos here in the second half. Here comes Williamson out of the ball game, and Stadler is going to check back in there for the Broncos. Taz York is also going to check out, and Sophia McDermott back in there. 44-37 our score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. We're 6 minutes into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Taylor Forsh has got the ball. Now to Winnie on the far side. Hastings gets the trap over there. Now we got a timeout called by the Lancers bench. Hastings had the trap over there on the far sideline, and immediately they had to call the timeout to save the possession here off of the Mount Marty bench. So we've got a timeout again. 13:55 to play in the ball game. It's Hastings 44, Mount Marty 37.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos playing tremendous defense again, especially here in the second half. But Hastings has now built a 7-point lead, 44-37. Mount Marty has got the ball. April Winnie has got it. Top of the key to Taylor Forsher. Three-pointer is put up there. It's off of the mark. No good. The ball chased down in the corner. It's picked up by Brittany Wong of Hastings. Wong comes back the other way for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Now to Sophia McDermott. Comes across the top to Kaylee Raggett for three. Shot good. Raggett throws up another three. She's got 11 points. She's had a couple of three-pointers here in the second half. And Hastings again leading by 10. It's 47-37. Pressure by the Broncos as Mount Marty brings the ball into the offensive zone. Here on the near side is Berger. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Alicia Stanley with a rebound. Gets it away to a Brittany Wong. Hastings running back the other way. Two on three. Wong takes it to the hole. Shot no good, but she's fouling the play. That one nearly went down the hole. It just rattles off the front iron. And a foul here is going to go on Forsh of Mount Marty. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line down for Hastings is going to be Brittany Wong. She's had a couple of three-pointers and 6 points in the ball game this afternoon. First chance at a free throw, and it's up there. It's good. Wong is 71% foul shooter in the season. She is now 26 out of 36 for the free throw line this season. Brittany had 11 points in the ball game against Dort on Wednesday. Second shot is up there. That one hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and goes down through the hole. 49-37. This is the biggest lead now for Hastings College. This ball game, it occurs with 13:03 remaining in the second half. Forsh gets it across the midcourt stripe to a DeCam. Now down low, a shot by Brittany Little is good, and she's fouling the play. DeCam will get the assist there as Brittany Little gets the field goal to go down. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled on Cammie Breckman of Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's team foul number four on the Broncos. Brittany Little to the free throw line, a 52% foul shooter. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler of Hastings. Throws it to Cammie Breckman. Hastings on the offensive attack down in the corner. That's a Brittany Wong with it now. She works against Taylor Forsh. Brings it out into three-point territory. There's McDermott. Takes the ball to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Now to Cammie Breckman. Breckman out to Raggett for three. Shot good again. Kaylee Raggett hits another three-pointer. She's got 14 in the ball game. Three three-pointers now in the second half for Kaylee Raggett for Hastings, the sophomore out of Kimball, Nebraska. 52-39. Hastings College now with a 13-point lead. Here's Forsh driving to the hole, and she'll be fouled here by Statler. And Forsh will go to the free throw line. Alicia Statler picks up her third personal foul. Boy, Kaylee Raggett's on fire here in the second half. She's now got 14 points in the ballgame. That's a season high for her. She had 10 against McPherson, but she's ignited the Broncos here in the second half with three three-pointers. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Taylor Forsh. She is now 4 out of 5 from the line this afternoon. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 52-40 is the score. Hastings Now with a 12-point lead down to the scorer's table, checking in for the Lancers will be Kylie Gross. And coming out for the Lancers is going to be Allison DeCam. Taz Yorick also wants to re-enter the ball game here. 52-40 the score. Here's the next shot. That's up there. It's good by Force. And now coming in for Hastings will be Taz Yorick. And coming out will be Brittany Wong. 52-41 now. Hastings with an 11-point lead. 12 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Broncos have the ball here in the backcourt as Zwiener will get things away to Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth is now double-teamed over there to a Sophia McDermott, picked up by Taylor Forsch. McDermott dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory, comes to Kaylee Raggeth. Raggeth dribbles with it, now to Taz Yorick on the deep wing, right side. Mount Barney in a man-to-man defense. Thompson at the top of the key. Thompson sends over to McDermott for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Got to go on to Taz Yorick. Taz with a push-off underneath the hole there. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number six on the Broncos here in the second half of play. 11:57 to go. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Actually, an 11-point lead now at 52-41. Broncos have the advantage. Taylor Forsch here at the midcourt stripe brings it into the offensive zone. Taylor drives it down the lane, stops there, comes out into three-point territory to Berg. Her pass is deflected. It's picked up by Hastings College. That's Sophia McDermott with the ball. Sophia lobs it inside to Raggeth. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. That's the ninth turnover on Mount Marty in the ball game, but Hastings cannot convert on the other end. Personal foul is going to be called on April Whitney. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Kaylee Raggeth again. 14 points in the ball game for Kaylee Raggeth, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. A season high for her. She's been averaging 3.5 points per ball game. Had 6 the other night in Sioux Center, Iowa, against the Dort Defenders. But she's had a great second half here, and she has got 10 points here since halftime. Next shot is up there. It's good. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Courtney Spahn. Raggeth's going to come out for a quick breather here. 54-41. Hastings College again leading by 13 points here in this ball game. 11.5 minutes to go. Here's a Taylor Force with the ball. Moves it over to April Winnie on the wing. Trying to penetrate inside and can't do it. Goes down in the corner to Gross. She tries to penetrate. Stops here at the elbow. Now throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener. A pass down to four. They get it to a Taz Yorick. The ball tipped away and is picked up by April Whitney. And now we get a foul called here in backcourt. That's going to go on Taz. That's going to be your third. Team foul number 7 on Hastings. Lancers now with 9 turnovers. Hastings with 6 in the ballgame. Broncos have a 13-point lead. It is 54-41. And going to the free throw line now for Mount Marty is going to be April Whitney. She has got 8 points in the ballgame. And Winnie will toe the mark for her free throw. It's up there. It's off of the right side. It misses badly. And the rebound comes down to Courtney Spahn of Hastings. Spahn gets it away down to Sophia McDermott to Taz Yorick. Bounce pass inside to Thompson. Her pass to Courtney Spahn is errant, but it's picked up in the corner here. In the corner by Sophia McDermott. And she throws the ball over the head of Thompson on the low block right side. Out of bounds. Turnover number 7 on Hastings. 10:58 remaining here. In the ball game, Hastings leading 54-41. The Broncos looking for their 6th conference win here this afternoon and their 14th win overall. April Winnie has got the ball to the near sideline. Taylor Forsch holds on to it. Taylor thought about the three. Goes out to Winnie instead. Out to Little now at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Bird. Top of the key again to Little, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Little is going to be fouled in the play here by Hastings. It's going to go on to McDermott. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 8. On the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Brittany Little for Mount Marty. She has got 9 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the stripe this afternoon. So Hastings with a 13-point lead with 10:41 remaining. Shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off on the right side. No good. She won't get the bonus, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Taz Yorick down the right sideline for the Broncos. We'll stop here at the top of the three-point circle. Cross-court pass goes to Spahn. Courtney Spahn brings her back here to Taz Yorick, right side of the lane. He returns the pass the other way, and Spahn was heading the other direction and threw the ball out of bounds. A turnover here on Hastings. That's their 8th of the ball game. Courtney Spahn was moving out toward the three-point arc, and the pass was thrown behind her out of bounds into the nickel seats on the far sideline. So Hastings still with a 13-point lead at 54-41. Brittany Little with the ball. Now to April Winnie. Dribble penetration down the lane. Nice pass down low. A shot is up there and in. Kylie Gross. Gross scoring there over Alicia Stadler. Winnie gets the assist. 54-43. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Here's Spahn for three. Your shot is up there. It's good. Courtney Spahn throws up a three ball from the left side. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And Hastings on to a 57-43 advantage now. With 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game. Winnie has got the ball. Now to Brittany Little. Moves it over here to Taylor Forsh. Forsh, two-handed pass, goes to the far side, and it's right through the fingertips of Winnie out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Mount Barney. So it's going to be Hastings playing things in here in backcourt with a 14-point lead. Sophia McDermott hustles it across the midcourt stripe here. Mount Barney stays with her man-to-man defense. Melissa Thompson now to Courtney Spahn. Free throw line extended left side. There's Taz Yorick at the top of the key, holding the ball high above her head. Now to Courtney Spahn. They get it inside the Laurel Zwiener. Now to Spahn coming down to lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball brought out of there by Brittany Little of Mount Barney. Running back the other way is April Winnie. Pass ahead to Taylor Forsh. Forsh, her pass is going to be deflected, but a foul is going to be called here on Sophia McDermott. McDermott picks up her third personal for Hastings. That's team foul number 9 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Forsh. She has got 8 points in the ball game. She is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. End of the ball game now will be Brittany Wong for Hastings, and coming out will be McDermott. End of the ball game for Mount Marty will be Youngbird, and coming out will be Alexa Berg. So it's going to be forced to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. That first NFL game has now gone final, and the New York Giants beat the Atlanta Falcons today by a score of 24-2. Coming up next, we've got Pittsburgh playing in Denver against the Broncos. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Force, and the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Taz Yorick has got the ball for the Broncos, gets it out here to Courtney Spahn, drives it down the left side of the lane, stops there, comes out to Wong, now in three-point territory. She directs some traffic out here. Wong dribbles it to the right side, to Taz Yorick. They get it inside now to Laurel Zwiener. Her shot is up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scores. That's her first field goal in the ball game, and Hastings out to a 15-point lead, 59-44, with 8 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Hastings leading a team that knocked off the third-ranked team in the country on Wednesday night in Briar Cliff. Here's a turnaround jumper up and in by Youngbird. Hannah Youngbird scoring in the lane there for the Broncos. She's for the Lancers. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. 59-46. Hastings still leading by 13. Zwiener again has got the ball. Comes out to a Courtney Spahn. Back to Zwiener. She backs up, spins, puts up their left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Allison DeCamp, who's back into the ball game. Not a Winnie, and she runs her back the other way. Here's a Taylor Forsh for three. Her shot is up there, no good. And it's a one and done as Hastings is right there with the rebound. Melissa Thompson, outlet pass is tipped away, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball tipped out of there by Kylie Gross of Mount Marty. So Hastings will play things in on the far side. 8:06 remaining here in the ball game. Hastings out on top by 13, 59-46. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Scheduled tip-off time is at 4 o'clock. There's a Taz Yorick with the ball for Hastings. Moves it to the top of the key, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Courtney Spahn out of Zwiener, left side of the lane. Zwiener comes back out to Courtney Spahn. She holds it. Returns the ball back to Zwiener. She spins away. They get her the ball. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball tipped down there. It's picked up by Winnie. Zwiener misses the easy one for Hastings. Winnie comes back the other way down the right sideline to Youngbird. Inbound, or they're in with the hit to DeCamp. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Zwiener gets it down to a Brittany Wong into the forecourt to Zwiener. She moves over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Taz Yorick. Taz down to Courtney Spahn inside the free throw circle. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner. That's Brittany Spahn. To Melissa Thompson, the Zwiener again, left side of the lane. Courtney Spahn goes for the basket, puts it up there and scores. Zwiener gets the assist. Courtney Spahn gets her second field goal. She's now got 5 points. Hastings now leading 61-46. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Lancers call a timeout. 7 minutes and 1 second to play. And the basketball game will take a break with a score. The Broncos 61, Mount Marty 46.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
.01 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by a score of 61-26. Had a lot of high school basketball played on a busy Saturday for our area teams. The boys' scores from yesterday, Hastings High went out to Lexington and beat the Minutemen by a score of 64-17. The Tigers now 4-6. St. Cecilia improves to 7-4 with a 52-46 win over Lincoln Christian. Adams Central improves to 9-2 as they beat St. Paul 62-47. Girls basketball from yesterday, Lexington over Hastings High 44-36. The Tigers now 1-9. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Christian 42-28. The Hawkettes now 8-2. Adams Central beat St. Paul last night 41-30. The Patriots are now 3-8 on the season. 61-46 here. Hastings College has got a 15-point lead. Here's a Winnie with the ball. She's trapped to the left side of the lane. Now gets the ball away. Bounce pass goes underneath the hole to Gross. Her reverse layup is going to be no good. And the ball is brought out there by Statler of Hastings. Alicia has got the ball as they run her back the other way. That's a Brittany Wong. Now to Courtney Spahn in the wing. They get it into Kaylee Raggett. Out to Taz. Her shot for three is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Gross. Gross has got the ball now for Mount Marty. Gets it away to April Winnie. Stops here at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Gross over here just left of the key. Gross gets rid of it, drives it down the lane. Jump pass down on the baseline. Here's a shot by DeCam is up and in. Allison DeCam, a short jumper from the right baseline, scores. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Lancers are back to within 13. 61-48 to score with 6:10 remaining in the contest as Hastings sets up their offense. Kaylee Raggett on the wing, takes it down on the baseline, stops there. Comes out to Courtney Spahn now. Courtney dribbles once. She sends it to Raggett. Now inside to Statler. The ball tipped away by Gross out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Ollie Hege coming into the ball game now for Mount Marty, averaging 1.8 points and 3.8 rebounds per game. Hege is a freshman out of Crofton, Nebraska. It's the Lancers down by 13, 61-48. As a Brittany Wong will look to play things in. She does. To Taz Yorig. Now to Kaylee Raggett. Raggett moves it over here to Courtney Spahn on the wing. Dribbles once. Spahn down to a Brittany Wong. She dribbles it down the lane. His shot is up there and in as the shot clock expires. Brittany Wong takes it right to the hole and a scoop shot down the lane. Goes right through the hole as the shot clock expires. Wong has now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 15 and 63-48. Here's a pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted as Mount Marty turns the ball away for the 11th time here in this ball game. Taz Yorig feeds it inside to Alicia Stadler. Back out to Taz for three. Shot no good. Rebound April Winnie. Winnie runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Long pass ahead. It's going to be over the head of Hege, and the ball is going to be intercepted there by Taz Yorig. Turnover number 12 on Mount Marty. 5-11 to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 15-point lead. 63-48. Driving the baseline is Spahn. Her shot's partially deflected by Hege. Ball brought down by a Statler. Now a foul is called as Alicia goes up for the shot. Statler is going to have a double-double here today with rebounds and points. A personal foul is going to be called on Holly Hege. That's going to be her first. Alicia Statler has got 8 points in the ball game, and she's got over 10 rebounds. Now we got a timeout called here from head coach Jeff Dittman. We got 5:02 remaining in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Mount Marty 48.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 5:02 to play here in the ballgame. It's 63-48. Broncos have the lead over the Lancers, and Alicia Statler goes to the free throw line. Statler has got 8 points in the ballgame. Shines the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. Alicia is 73% foul shooter in the season. She scored 20 points the other night in the ball game against Dort. 20 points and 13 rebounds. Second shot is up there. It's good. So Stadler now with 10 points in the ball game. It's 65-48 as the Broncos stretch their lead to 17 points. There's a Taylor Force with the ball now for Mount Marty. Bounce pass goes on the wing to April Winnie. Now to Force again at the top of the key. Taylor Force moves it over here to Alexa Berg. Berg dribbles left to right across the top of the key and then throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to take it down in the corner. They threw it too far. It's out of bounds. So Mount Marty has now got 13 turnovers in the ball game. That's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Mount Marty will attack all over the place now as Alicia Stadler has got the ball for the Broncos. Gives it away. Courtney Spahn out of Stadler again. Double team. Gets it away to Courtney Spahn into the forecourt. Courtney over here on the wing. Dribbling with the ball. Hastings with 4.5 minutes to play. Protecting a 17-point lead. They get it inside to Stadler and a shot up there left-handed is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Holly Hagee. Hagee gives it away now to April Winnie as she hustles the other way. Stops at the top of the three-point circle. Throws up the shot. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by DeCam underneath the hole and scores. Allison DeCam scoring there for Mount Marty. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings now with a 15-point lead at 65-50. Stadler's pass is going to be deflected, but it's picked up by Spahn. Courtney brings it to the near side now for Hastings. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Courtney Spahn will set things up offensively now for Hastings. The Broncos leading by 15 points with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the ball game. Kaylee Raggett with his ball over to Wong. Now to a Taz Yorig. The Courtney Spahn here at the top of the key. Dribble penetration right down the lane. To the hole she goes. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound Stadler. Follow shot is blocked, but the foul is going to be called. Alicia Stadler gets another offensive board there. Now she'll go to the free throw line. She draws the personal foul from Mount Marty. It's going to go on Allison DeCam. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 7 on the Lancers. Into the ball game for Hastings. And the next opportunity will be McDermott. Stadler's free throw is up there. It's going to be short. Alicia, 10 points in the ball game. She's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Taz Yorig comes out of the ball game. Here comes McDermott in there. Hastings 65, Mount Marty 50. One more shot here by Alicia Stadler of Hastings, and her shot is up there. That's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Taylor Forsch. Taylor has got the ball now for the Lancers. She stops out here in three-point territory to a Berg. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here. Now to April Winnie on the wing, now to Berg. Just to the left of the circle here to a Taylor Forsch. Forsch takes it to the free throw line. Bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Stadler of Hastings. That's the 14th turnover on Mount Marty. And Hastings has the ball now as we approach the 3-minute mark of the second half. Kaylee Raggett has got it for Hastings. Raggett gets it out here in the 3-point territory. That's a Brittany Wong. Down to Sophia McDermott. Picked up by Forsch. McDermott over on the wing on the right side. That's Courtney Spahn. Down to Alicia Stadler to Spahn again. Moves it down in the corner. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Stadler drives the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too hard. Rebound comes down to Gross. Tally Gross now to Taylor Forsch. 2:47 to play. Hastings with a 15-point lead. Taylor Forsch at the top of the key will hold it here. She's double-teamed. Bounce pass goes over to April Winnie. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer. It's down the rim. And down the hole it goes. April Winnie hits the short jumper there from Mount Marty. And now the Lancers want to call a timeout. Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break. Hastings 65, Mount Marty 52.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics and nationally known academics. You can pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more by visiting www.hastings.edu. We are tied up at 31 points apiece at halftime, but Hastings opening up the second half on a good little run. In fact, in the first 5.5 minutes, they outscore the Lancers 13-3. The Grandma 44-34 advantage. Hastings has led by as many as 13 points at 54-41. Led by 15 points at 59-44 at the 8:48 mark. And also led by 15 points at 61-46. And it's 63-48. Now it's 65-52. Hastings leading by 13 as the Lancers apply some pressure in backcourt. But Hastings gets it into the offensive zone with Courtney Spa on the dribble. Moves it over to McDermott on the wing. Now to a Brittany Wong out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Taylor Forsh. Melissa Thompson, not a Stadler at the free throw line. She jumps it down low. It's going to be intercepted. The ball is lost out of bounds, though. Stadler trying to take the ball down in the baseline to a Courtney Spahn. The ball was intercepted by the Lancers, but they lose it out of bounds. So Hastings will maintain control still with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Brittany Wong will inbound, and she comes out to Courtney Spahn. She takes it down in the baseline, tries to put a girl in the air, dumps it away to Thompson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Mount Marty. With the board was Kylie Gross. Now they get it to Taylor Forsh. Forsh moving it left to right across the top of the key. Now to Winnie. Dribble penetration. Kicks it out here to Hagee. Shot is up there and in. A three-pointer from Holly Hagee. And now we've got a timeout as Mount Marty has come within 10 points of Hastings, still with a minute and 50 seconds to play. So we have got a timeout again from Mount Marty. A minute and 50 seconds to play here in the ballgame. It's now Hastings 65, the Lancers 55.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Lancers of Mount Marty not going away here this afternoon. Now a 10-point ball game is 65-55. 1:49 left in the contest. Hastings has enjoyed as much as a 15-point lead here in the second half, but Mount Marty's cut the gap down to 10. Taz Yorig will come back out with Courtney Spahn, Alicia Stadler, and also Melissa Thompson. Brittany Wong coming out there. The Lancer is going to be attacking here in backcourt. All 10 players back here in the backcourt. Here's a long baseball pass down the floor. Courtney Spahn goes to Brittany Wong, drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but Taz Yorig with the rebound. Now Taz will dribble out here in the three-point territory. And now what do we got here? We got some clock problems, I think. And we'll put 23 up on the shot clock. As that ball did not touch the iron, so we should not have a clock reset there. It's the shot clock was reset, and now we're going to put 23 back up there, and Hastings again will play things in. Hastings will play things in. That's going to be Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Alicia Stadler. Here's Melissa Thompson out here at the top of the key, and she's going to be called for the traveling violation. Right in her face defensively was Holly Hagee of Mount Marty, but a traveling violation on Hastings. So the Lancers making things interesting down the stretch here. 65-55 is the score. So we approach the 90-second mark here of the ball game. Lancers have the ball. Here's Winnie driving the ball to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound to Yorig. Taz Yorig has got the ball for the Broncos. Down to Brittany Wong. Wong will try to bring things up against Winnie. Still here in backcourt. Wong brings it across the midcourt stripe. Now loses control of the ball. It's going to be picked up here by Taylor Forsh. Forsh has got it now for Mount Marty to April Winnie. Dribble penetration all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's going to be fouled on the play. Alicia Stadler picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Alicia. Going to the free throw line will be April Winnie of Mount Marty. She's got 10 points in the ballgame and a 71% foul shooter. 1:10 remaining here in the contest. Hastings leading 65-55, and the shot is up there. It's going to be good. A 9-point ball game. Here comes Kaylee Ragoth into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Courtney Spahn. 1:10 remaining. Hastings 65 and the Lancers 56. And Wynn will have one more as he throws it up there and the shot is off of the mark. It is no good and the rebound comes down to Taz Yorig. So 65-56. This is as close as the Lancers have been in a while. Hastings with the ball here in backcourt. That's Stadler now to Taz Yorig. Into the forecourt. Taz here on the near sideline looking to drive it. Takes it to the top of the key. Now to Stadler. Alicia has the ball tipped away, picks it back up. Sadler now goes to Taz York. Taz driving with the ball, and now she's going to be pushed from behind, and a foul is going to be called on Alexa Berg of Mount Marty. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Lancers. And this will be a one-and-one situation now for York. Taz so far has got 5 points in the ball game. This will be her first free throw opportunity. 68% on the season for her, 22 out of 32. So Taz looks at the basket. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. She will get the bonus here as Hastings has increased their lead again to 66 to 56. Taz York, the 5 foot 5 inch sophomore out of Sidney, Nebraska, throws up the next shot. It's around the rim and goes down. So Taz hitting a pair of crucial free throws there. That makes the score 67 to 56. Woody coming back, bounce pass down in the baseline. It's going to be deflected away, and now it goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to Mount Marty. Last touchdown there, around the Broncos. That was Statler down there, scrambling for the loose ball underneath the hole. Now Marty will play things in. They come out to a Kylie Gross, who hands it away to Forrest for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the left side. No good. Kaylee Raggeth with a rebound. Raggeth is going to be fouled here in backcourt. Just stood there, and she was surrounded by Lancers. And finally, a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Holly Hagee of Mount Marty. That's going to be her second. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings is going to be Kaylee Raggeth. So Raggeth to the free throw line here with the Broncos out on top, 67 to 56. With 33 seconds to play, Raggeth's free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Kylie Gross has got the rebound now to April Winnie. Winnie drives it down the right side of the lane, goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Statler. Alicia going to hand the ball away here in backcourt to a Taz York. She comes up the near sideline with 15 seconds to play. Taz going to just take it to the far sideline on the dribble, and I think the white flag has come up. 10 seconds to play. Mount Marty not really attacking here defensively. And Hastings is going to win this ball game. They're leading by 11 points right now at 67 to 56. And that's going to be the ball game. Hastings College is going to win her this afternoon. So the Broncos will win this contest 67 to 56. After the game was tied up 31-31 at halftime, the Broncos go on to beat Mount Marty this afternoon 67 to 56. Hastings now 14-4. On the season, they are 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They're just one game out of that log jam at the top of the standings, where four teams right now are sitting at 7-2. Hastings right behind at 6-3 in the conference. Mount Marty will drop to 10-7 after this one. They are now 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In the final score here this afternoon in women's college basketball, Hastings College knocking off Mount Marty by 11. The final score, the Broncos 67. The Lancers 56. Back with a recap after this.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified, trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems, such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over the Lancers of Mount Marty, the final score of 67 to 56. Hastings jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the ball game this afternoon. In fact, led early by the score of 11-3 before the Lancers came back to score 8 straight points to tie things up at 11 points apiece. Hastings College again went ahead 17-13 with about 8.5 minutes to play in that first half before the Lancers came back to tie things up at 20 points apiece. Lancers led 22-21, 24-21, and at 26-23, but we were tied at 31 at halftime between the Broncos and the Lancers here this afternoon. Hastings then opening up the second half on a 13-3 run to push their lead out to 10 points at 44-34. Hastings led by as many as 15 in the second half at 59-44, at 61-46, and at 63-48 before the Lancers pulled it within 9 points in the final minute and a half of the ball game at 65-56. But Hastings goes on to win it here this afternoon, beating Mount Marty by the score of 67-56. Hastings now 14-4 in the season. They are 6-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty dropping to 10-7 and 5-4 in the conference. We'll come back and check the scoring in this ball game as we continue on 1230 KHIS.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Again, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. We're in between games. Hastings College women picking up a win in the opener today by a score of 67-56. Check the scoring in the ball game for the Broncos today. They were led by Kaylee Raggeth, who comes through with a season-high 16 points in the ball game today for the Broncos. Raggeth hit 4 3-pointers in the ball game, was 5 of 8 from the field. Also at 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Kaylee Raggeth, a big performance today for Hastings as she scores 16 points, including 11 in the second half. The other players in double figures, we see Brittany Wong ended up with 10 points in the ball game. Also scoring 10 points was Alicia Stadler, as she had 4 field goals and she was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. And Stadler also pulled down 20 rebounds in the ball game today. So a double-double for Alicia Stadler, 10 points and 20 rebounds in this ball game here this afternoon. The other scorers, Cammie Breckman came through with 7 points. She had 3 field goals. She was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Taz Yorick had 7 points. She had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Courtney Spahn had 5 points in the ball game today on a 3 and a 2. Melissa Thompson had a couple of field goals and 4 points today. Scoring 2 points was Laurel Zwiener on a field goal. Frankie Peterson had a field goal for 2, and Sophia McDermott had a field goal and 2 points for Hastings College here this afternoon. The Broncos ended up shooting 11 out of 17 from the free throw line here this afternoon for 64.7%. For the Lancers of Mount Marty, they were led by April Winnie. She comes up with 11 points in the ball game today. Winnie in the ball game had 2 3-pointers and 2 2-point field goals, and also was 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. So she was the only player to score in double figures, 11 points. Brittany Little had 9. Kylie Gross had 8 points. Hannah Youngbird had 5. Taylor Forst, the second leading scorer in the conference, who has been averaging 18.9 points per ball game, held to just 6 points in the contest here today. Or check that, she had 9 points total, 9 points total for Taylor Forrest. She had a three-pointer in the first half and then hit 6 out of 8 from the free throw line in the second half of play. So Winnie scoring the 11. Then you had Taylor Forrest at 9 and Brittany Little with 9 points. Kylie Gross with 8. Hannah Youngbird had 5 points. Allison DeCam had 6. Holly Heggie had 3 points today. Alexa Berg had 2. And Joanna Slack had 3 points in the ball game. But nevertheless, it was not enough. Hastings College beating the Lancers of Mount Marty today by the score of 67-56. We'll check the shooting numbers in this ball game when we continue in 1 minute.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service, free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
So again, the Hastings College women's basketball team victorious today over Mount Marty. The score is 67-56. They stay right in the hunt for a possible Great Plains Athletic Conference championship for this 2011-2012 season. Shooting numbers in the ball game here today. Hastings ended up shooting 38% from the field. They were 24 out of 62. Meanwhile, the Lancers were 21 out of 51 for 41.2%. Hastings 8 out of 17 on three-pointers today for 47%. The Lancers were 6 out of 19 for 31%. The Broncos hitting 11 out of 17 from the free-throw line for 64%. And Mount Marty was 8 out of 17 for 47%. The rebounds, Hastings did a great job on the boards today. 46 rebounds for Hastings compared to 30 for Mount Marty. And the Broncos held a 12-2 advantage on the offensive glass. Again, Lisa Statler leading the way for Hastings with 20 rebounds in this ballgame. Hastings ended up with 11 turnovers compared to 14 for Mount Marty. The Broncos had 2 block shots and 6 steals. And the Lancers had no block shots and 4 steals. Again, the final score, Hastings College knocking off Mount Marty this afternoon by the score of 67-56. Stick around. Coming up next, we've got the men's game between Hastings College and Mount Marty. Going to spend a couple of minutes with Broncos head coach Lance Creech here in just a few minutes. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with the coach as we continue with Bronco basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS.